Earlier this month, Governor Ducey joined with his Texas counterpart to call on law enforcement from the country's other 48 states to patrol the border. It's a call to organize in the face of the Biden administration's ongoing management of the U.S.-Mexico border, where apprehensions of people are high. With me now is Michelle Marisco from our Fronteras desk in Tucson to discuss what's happened since. Michelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so let's go back to June 10th, Governor Ducey's rallying cry. He called on the states to send law enforcement. Why did he do that?
Yeah, so in his initial, this was a tweet, as the governor has been grown accustomed to sending out. He called on these law enforcement agencies to come down and to help in the fight against what he characterized as child sex trafficking, drug cartel activity, and illegal immigration. He pointed at some of the data that was coming in from Customs and Border Protection, showing a fairly high number of people who, again, you know, predominantly are seeking asylum at the border.
After asking other governors to step in, some of the states actually responded that they would.
Yes, they did.
Some of our law enforcement may be showing up at the United States-Mexico border.
This is the initial reports after Idaho Governor Brad Little stepped in along with Florida's Ron DeSantis. Little explained his motivation in an emailed statement to reporters in Idaho.
Smuggling of drugs and illegal weapons, property destruction, and the daily influx of increasing numbers of illegal immigrants into our country are problems that are getting worse by the day.
So, Michelle, clearly, this brings up so many questions, including what would law enforcement actually be doing at the border? We've sort of seen this song and dance before, haven't we?
Yes, we have. I spoke with Cochise County Sheriff Mark Dennis, who's been very supportive of the idea and intends to use those arriving officers along southeastern Arizona's segment of the border.
Number one, they're trained law enforcement officials, whether trained in South Carolina, Florida, Illinois, or Arizona. There is a nexus to what we do in law enforcement.
And the sheriff pointed to the National Guard's efforts as an example of a support role that officers could take on the border.
Based on the reporting you've done for so many years down there, how much of this feels like a serious mission on the border, and how much of it is political posturing, political theater?
So I asked Daniels this very question. I asked him whether this was an attempt to curry favor with Republican voters or to somehow discredit the Democratic president as by appealing to this notion that there was a border out of control. This was Daniels' response.
I met with the Biden transition team before he took office. I spent time with them talking about border. It was well received. We had a very constructive, very good dialogue. I don't care about politics. What I care about is doing what's right for the people and my oath of office, which we all share, local, state, and federal, and that is to keep America safe, protect Americans, and safeguard our community.
Which will raise the question later, by what measures could this president sway Republican lawmakers and convince them that the U.S.-Mexico border is not the crisis they're painting it out to be?
Well, since it seems like we're constantly in election season, that is tough to follow. But we'll be following your reporting, obviously. KJZZ's Michelle Marisco from our Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michelle, thanks as always.
Thank you.